Number 1818, Ocean Highway LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Suffolk County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Suffolk County, containing 1.1 acres, more or less. The property is located on the west side of Coastal Highway Route 1 and the north side of Dartmouth Drive. 911 address is 34130 Citizens Lane, Citizens Drive, Lewis. The tax map is District 334, Map 6. Parcel 497.08, and it's a portion of that parcel of land. We did receive the response from the DLDOT service level evaluation request, received comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the Sussex County Engineering Department, Public Utilities Planning Division. There was also a staff analysis, a site plan, and an exhibit booklet submitted into the record for the Planning Commission. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind, I'm going to not participate in this one.
Okay. Very well. The chair recognizes Mr. Davidson, among others.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located right outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here tonight representing the application of Ocean Highway LLC. With me tonight is Mr. Joe Reed, who is the owner of the Ocean Highway LLC. I've provided a hearing booklet that has my qualifications and my company's qualifications in it, as well as various the applications, some site plans. There are some aerial maps, the zoning map within the booklet, and also the findings of facts. This is an application to grant a rezoning of land, AR1 district. This is a parcel of land known as Parcel B of Ocean Highway LLC. The parcel is approximately 6.77 acres in size. 1.1 acres of that is zoned AR1. So this is a dual zone property. The remaining 5.59 acres is already zoned C1, general commercial. This property, and there are aerial maps in the booklet. This is property is known as Henlopen Plaza. It's located on Delaware Route 1. It's also at the intersection of Route 1 and Dartmouth Drive. In the area of this property, on the south side is the Wawa. There's a Dartmouth Plaza, and then the right adjacent to that, just the south of it, that accesses off of Dartmouth Drive, is the new Lefty's Bowling Alley. To the rear of the site, is on the west side of this property, there's the existing, in this area here in the corner, is an existing, that's Tidewater's water plant. They have a storage tank there. I believe they have a well there, but that's the water plant that services the area. There's also the Rolling Meadows recreation area. They have a pool, a clubhouse. There is one single family residence, and then there's their stormwater pond. That all borders along the back side of this property. The property we're talking about is about an 80-foot wide section of property in the rear. It's approximately 614 feet long. There is an existing storage building located on that property already. On the north side of our property are apartments, both senior and market apartments, known as Savannah West and Mills Landing. Henlopen Plaza is the home of Home Goods, Kitchen and Company, Cape Wine and Spirits, Citizens Bank. There is a doctor's office located on the corner of the building. And then in the rear of the site, there's Quality Roofing Supply that occupies the back here. And then there is another building supply company called ProBuild. The reason for this is to, again, to take the existing AR1 land and the C1 and zone it to the commercial, one zoning for the entire parcel, but it's also to expand the Quality Roofing Supply. I've in the hearing booklet, I provided a blow up of the site.
I
As you can see, the reason for this is to expand the existing Quality Roofing Supply storage area within the site. There's a need as the area is growing and the building is growing. There's a need for Quality Roofing to expand their use. There's also the ability to remove the trucks off of Dartmouth Drive that park there and wait for the facility to open in the morning. Right now, the trucks, because of there's not enough room for the trucks to pull into the site and wait for the Quality Roofing Supply to open their doors to allow the trucks to come in. This is a gated facility. There's chain link fence and it is gated. So this expansion will allow the trucks to be able to be brought in on the site and thus removing them off of Dartmouth Drive. As was stated by Ms. Cornwell, that DelDOT did not require a traffic impact study. We don't see that this expansion is going to increase traffic at all with just the expansion of the Quality Roofing Supply. The proposed rezoning to CR1 for the property is in character with the nature of the area and is connected to the adjacent, as it is connected to the existing commercial, and there are commercial properties immediately adjacent to the property. In the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update, the area for the proposed rezoning for the Ocean Highway commercial property is identified as an environmentally sensitive developing area for the purpose of the future land use adjacent to a highway commercial area, and as such is considered to be a developing area that affords this kind of commercial growth when immediately adjacent to commercial zoning. The 2015 strategies for state's policy and spending identifies this area as a level one. The property is located in the service area for Tidewater Utilities. It's also in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Again, the expansion is just to be able to expand the existing storage yard, so there's no utilities going to be expanded as a part of this rezoning. The proposed rezoning does meet the general purposes of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of the CR1 district by providing sufficient space and appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities that service the wide area and located particularly along the thoroughfare of the major thoroughfare of Route 1, where general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And lastly, on the site plan here, the intent here is to keep as many of the existing trees that are currently on the site. The existing building on this property is going to be reduced in size so that we can keep this. There's a tree buffer along the along this westerly, southerly property line here. So we're going to reduce the building size to allow access to be able for Pro Build in the back to be able to access their facility. And the building here will be used for Quality Roofing Supply to be able to take some of the supplies that are normally stored outside to be able to put them inside. And with that, Mr. Reed is here and myself, and we can answer any questions that you might have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
I don't have any questions.
No questions. Ms. Stevenson?
No. When I first saw this, I was hoping they were going to make a road that went around behind it for when you got stuck at Home Goods in the summer, but that's fine. I have no questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions, thanks.
Mr. Ross?
No questions. Would this, Janelle, trigger, would you have to do another site plan when you expand the OER?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they would have to amend their existing site plan.
Okay, that's all. No, it looks like good planning to me.
Okay, Ms. Walls?
None for me, thank you.
Miranda Reed? Okay. Ms. Cornwell, anything else?
None, thanks.
Council Woods? Okay, then. Gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah. Oh, you may, of course.
Joe Reed, Lewis, Delaware. I just want to mention, for those of you that if you don't remember, I mean, I've owned this, this is the former Lowe's location, and that's so there. These uses behind Home Goods, I've owned the property for probably close to 20 years now, but had redid the front, well, actually Home Goods is what was the original Lowe's, and kind of added Kitchen and Company and Cape Wine and Spirits and Citizens Bank over there. But these, the warehousing buildings that were in the back of Lowe's, that's where Quality Roofing operates. And I think there's a representative from Quality Roofing here that will speak about their need for additional storage. But that pole building that I put on there about 10 years ago on this 80-foot strip, which I believe is a non-conforming AR lot. I mean, it's kind of this, when I went to pull the building permit, it was believed that the property was zoned commercial then, is what the P&Z department at the time thought. But anyhow, that building has just been used exclusively for personal storage for me for the last 10 years. We've got a boat and other junk in there, but they would be taking over that building. But what precipitated this is my tenant had approached me and had a need to expand their yard and reduce the number of delivery trucks, that they're having to have trucks come a lot more frequently because they can't physically store the siding and roofing material. But you're here, I think, maybe hear more about that. But I just wanted to remind you that was the old Lowe's, for whatever that's worth, and that's kind of why you have these uses in the back.
Okay, then. Great. Anything else?
That's it.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, now you can take a seat nearby, and we'll see if there's anybody that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1818 Ocean Highway LLC? Yes, sir.
My name is Vince Chirica. Mm-hmm. I'm from Monroeville, Pennsylvania, and I work for Quality Roofing Supply. And I feel that this won't just help us, but Pro Build as well, because they have trailers that sit outside as well, and they're gated, and they use our driveway to get through. So that's two companies that would be benefited by this. And then the other benefit would drastically reduce the amount of trailers on Coastal Highway during the summer months, because how we purchase is we traditionally, Quality Roofing, we'll purchase, say, like 100, 150 trailers of shingles late winter, and then people just come and pick them up throughout the summer. Since we have a small place, we're replenishing them more often, okay? And other things like siding, where we would get one to two pallets on three, four times a week, we'd be able to buy a full trailer of cement board siding and put it inside that shed he has, and it would reduce it to like one trailer a month. So we just think the impact would help a lot. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1818? Anyone on the commission have any questions? I do want to take this opportunity to remind everyone that this is a change of zone application. This really isn't specific to the way the property is being used today, but it's affects whatever is permitted in a CR1 zone. If the zone is changed, then anything that's permitted in a C1 zone would be allowed to happen on that property. So we appreciate the situation of the specific folks that are there now. But just for clarification, if that were the only thing being addressed, you might be able to address that with a conditional use or some other action. But the application is for a change of zone, which would permit a very broad category of things to happen, like what's in front there now. I mean, clearly this looks like a small, relatively small expansion of a zone that is there now. But I didn't want anyone to get the impression that the specific use of it today would be what dictates any kind of decision we would make. Just wanted to make that point. And with that, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision this evening, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thanks.
Thank you.